Welcome back to the Two Fish Podcast. My name is Nick.
I'm Aaron.
And this week we're diving into the concept of being established in God.
Two Fish community, we are back for another episode, and you are getting what we are calling our campfire episodes.
Yeah.
So Canon Conversation is what we used to call them. We decided to call it a campfire because that's how Nick likes to describe what we do, because that's kind of where we developed from. A couple of announcements. Continue to go check out the twofishpodcast.com. Get on there. Get signed up for Dwayne's Devos. Get those in your email. Sign up for our email list. Check out the store.
Yeah.
Leave us a review.
5 stars only. We don't want those 1 stars.
I love it. If you don't like it, just
move on.
Just move on.
Share it and move on.
Definitely share it with a 5-star review. So anyways, we're going back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3.
Yeah.
Is where we're going to be today. So if you want to get your Bible out and join us there.
And don't click ahead, because you've already heard the 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 episode, because that's not what this is.
That's correct. This is a campfire conversation around basically a word.
Yeah, if you listen to, which hopefully you have, if you haven't, go back and listen to it. But if you listen to the episode where we went into chapter 3, we really, for a second, honed in on this. It's actually verse 3. But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will do things that we commanded. May the Lord direct your heart to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. But really what we want to hone in, that's kind of the context of what we're talking about, but what we're wanting to hone in on is that thought process of he will establish you and guard you against the evil one.
Yeah, I think for me, that just really stuck out, because the other versions use the word strengthen. He will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command. But that word establish just has a much better explanation point behind it. And I think when you're thinking of your relationship with Christ and what that looks like, you should be looking to him for that foundation, right? We're told to build upon a firm foundation. And how much more firm can you get if you're letting Jesus establish you and protect you from the evil one?
Yeah, that's good.
A couple other ways this word can be kind of referenced in the Bible: to make stable, to place firmly, set fast, fix, like the other versions read, to strengthen, to make firm, to render constant, confirm. Other ways this word is kind of used throughout the Bible. All of those, to me, just more could you ask for than to have Jesus make you stable, to place you firmly, to fix you, to strengthen you, and to make you firm.
Yeah.
And that is what that verse is saying. And Paul was saying to the Thessalonians, right?
Yeah. I think another word that you didn't say, but made me think of as you were saying that, is the concept of being rooted in God, and what God being rooted in our lives. I think of the Bible verse, and I should have looked it up, but that talks about building a foundation. Don't build it on the sand, but build it on the hard rock so that it doesn't wash away when the storm comes. And I think it's this concept of establishing roots. Maybe that's a good way to say it. Establishing roots within God and within Christ.
So you can go to 2 Timothy 2:19 there's a couple of spots this firm foundation shows up. But God's, I'm going to go to 2 Timothy 2:19 for that. But God's firm foundation stands bearing the seal. The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. So right there, but God's firm foundation stands bearing this seal. Listen to this seal. The Lord knows those who are his. Why? Because he establishes them.
Yeah.
When we allow him to work through our lives, and I think you can bring in the concept of being born again, right? Mm. So when you're born again, this process begins, and you got to let God establish you. You're going to be born again. He's going to take you from your old sinful nature and create you new and plant you on his foundation.
Yeah.
And he's going to know you, and you are going to know him.
Yeah. That's going to require some change on our part, because when he does come in, it's like roots of a tree. The tree starts small, and then as it establishes itself within the ground, as it grows up, it also grows down and out. And I think it doesn't just stay, hey, I as a sapling, I rooted myself in, I got established into the ground, and that's all I need to do. As it grows and matures within Christ, within God, within the Christ following context, it also gets deeper, and it changes underneath. And I think being just planted and established isn't necessarily enough. We need to grow, not just on the outward, but on the inward as well.
We talked about this in our last episode, but one of the headings in my Bible is, while you're waiting for the second coming of Jesus, get to work.
Mm, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And that's that continual process of growing, but it's not growing in the world's standards. So think about our episode about success,
yeah,
that we released. It was an extra episode, right? Are we growing in the world's standards, or are we growing in Christ's standards? And are those standards establishing a deeper relationship with him? Like, that is the goal. So how are you digging into that? What are the things you're doing in your daily walk to help build on that foundation that he's planted you on and he wants to establish you on?
Yeah.
Are you accepting that, or are you possibly walking away from that?
I think that's that continual inward growth too, is if we don't continue to lean into God and allow him to work through us, that establishment that we have, that roots, it's going to get weak. It's not going to grow. It's not going to get, I just keep going back to a tree. You know, we've been established in the ground, but it's not just enough to be there. We need to also grow the foundation.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. And if we don't, as we grow up and out and we get into the world, if we don't, and I think we also said this in one of the episodes in 2 Thessalonians, if we don't, at some point God's going to come, or trials are going to, I should say, at some point trials are going to come. And if we haven't grown down and out, and we're just growing up and out, that tree's going to fall over, because it doesn't, it was established, yes, but we got to continue to grow that.
I think that really, that makes a lot of sense. Look at a tree. It doesn't have like one root, right? Mm-hmm. It's surrounded by a bunch of others. And some of the strongest trees, their roots are intertwined.
Yeah.
And that's what protects them, right? And I think we can look to Paul as an example of this. Paul didn't just stay in one community. Mm. Paul wrote letters to multiple communities. He went and visited multiple communities. Paul surrounded himself. Shoot, you can even go to Jesus. Jesus didn't do this walk alone, yeah, right? He brought brothers along with him to help him stand firm, I believe, and to teach them to go out and to be like Christ,
yeah,
was. Well, what did Christ do when he was here? He went and he picked 12 people, made them his disciples, taught them the word, and then those disciples went out into the world and started making their own roots and planting their own seeds. And that's the same thing we're to do.
Yeah.
And it's really, really hard to do by yourself.
Yeah. And I think that's where, you know, in Thessalonians, he continued then to talk about confidence. I think that's where we can get confidence. when we're growing ourselves, but then our roots start intertwining with the trees beside us, with the brothers and sisters beside us in Christ, we get more confident because we have that system in place to, hey, man, the trials of my life right now are trying to blow me over, trying to get me off course, but I have confidence. I'll give you an example. Here's a perfect example. This is going to be confession minute of Nick Burt here. When this episode comes out, it will have been probably a month, but I had a situation in my life. Things should have been smooth. They were most definitely not. And I lost it. I had an internal attitude and an external attitude that to a couple people, not the wrong people. I did not lash out like I internally wanted to about the situation because it should have gone one way and it didn't. And I said to Aaron, we were talking throughout the day, I was ticked. And Aaron's like, look, Nick, very calmly, I think you should put on some worship music. And but I did later in the day. I'm like, okay, I gotta, because I was just in a bad mindset and I had a bad attitude about what was going on because it should have been very simple and it became something that it shouldn't have been. And it was out of my control and it wasn't my fault. And it, what is what is. But I had Aaron to lean on to say, hey, hey, chill out. Because right. I was upset. I was angry, but chill out and let's lean into this. And so I had that. Now, yes, I did. And then later I got upset again. And then I chilled out. And then I got upset about the situation again. So it's a continual thing. I'm just going back to all that to say, when our root system grows with other followers, we have that confidence that, okay, when I do screw up, which we all will, there's someone there to help out.
Nick was not putting on his shoes of peace.
No, I was putting on my shoes of anger, ready to go fix this situation with my flesh, because I was...
I think I also challenged you to go back and listen to our episode on James.
Yeah.
About how to be slow.
Tame slow my tongue.
Tame your tongue, be slow to anger, right?
Yeah.
But that's part of what sticks out about this word of letting God establish you. In that process, he's going to put people around you that he is also establishing on his foundation. And that is how we grow together. And sometimes it can be really awkward. And it could be somebody that he tells you to go pray for that's a complete stranger. And you got to go do it because you don't know how you're going to bless that guy's day.
Yeah.
Or how you're going to bless your own day through that process, right? Yeah. And I really got hung up on this word for the last couple of weeks because I think it's so important that we allow God to establish us, that we don't try and establish ourselves. Let God establish you in the church. Let God establish you in your community. Let God establish you with your family.
And I think that takes a level of trust in God and faith in God, because like you said, it could be awkward sometimes to do the things that we're called to do. And if we're not have that establishment or that rootness or that connectedness, we're going to struggle because it's like our ways versus my way versus his way. Well, God's way is going to be much better every single time. Whether we understand it all the time or not, it's going to be. And I think all that points to the second part of verse 3. He'll establish you and guard you against the evil one. It's that I'm going to do this so that we can do this. I'm going to establish you. I'm going to root you. I'm going to connect you with community, connect you with my spirit. I'm going to do all these things so that, and in addition to, I'm going to help guard you against the evil one, against the attacks. We're always going to be tempted. God's going to allow us to be tempted, but he's always going to provide a way out. We know what needs to be done, but we won't know if we don't continue to dig into that being that establishment that God's put us in and continue to root in.
So you can also take this word back to the Old Testament, which it actually shows up more in the Old Testament from what I found. And a lot of what it revolves around is God saying, I will establish my covenant. Mm-hmm. And he is constantly mentioned throughout. And once again, it is God will establish. Not Moses will establish. Not Ezekiel will establish. Not Isaiah. Like, it is God will establish. God was and is the creator of all things, and he will be the one to establish.
Establish my covenant. That's a covenant is an agreement. An agreement between two parties. In the Old Testament, when they would make agreements with one another, they would take a goat or a calf or whatever, and they would take it and they would cut it down the middle and let that blood drain. And that was a symbol of, hey, if one of us breaks this, this is what's going to happen to the other person. And God wants to enter a covenant so tightly wound with us that it's that serious. That's how serious God is for us, and God wants us. And of course, in the Old Testament, when he, the first covenant with Moses, he said, hey, these are the rules to our covenant. And God knew that we weren't going to be able to do that. If you read the laws from the Old Testament, God knew there is no way these sinners are going to be able to follow this. And they didn't. Immediately, they messed up.
Yeah.
Like we do now. And then God's plan was, I'm going to send Jesus to take the punishment, like that calf on the ground, to take that punishment for. He wants that covenant with us. He wants to establish that covenant. It's important to him.
And that is the covenant that we are to believe in, that Jesus was the sacrificial lamb, the perfect lamb that died on the cross for us and bore all of our sin. And he came basically for us.
Yeah.
It was the whole purpose to not out the law, right? It's not to throw the law out, because what good are we without the law? Like, it's kind of like just throwing all your morals out, right?
Yeah, the moral part of the law is still very relevant because it's what we base everything on.
Right, but the concept of grace comes in with Jesus and him dying on the cross for you and your sins.
Yeah.
Like, there's grace there. In the Old Testament, just fits really well. Jeremiah 33, verse 1 and 2 here. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah a second time while he was still shut up in the court of the guard. Thus says the Lord who made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call to me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Sorry, I included verse 3 because it was good.
Yeah.
Because that points to that relationship. As you have that relationship that's been established once again, like, he's going to show you things and reveal things to you, and you're going to pray to him, and you might get an answer. You might not right away, but eventually you'll probably get an answer to that prayer.
Yeah, and I think you said it right there. Again, this is work. Anyone that thought, hey, I became a Christian, now life's going to be easy. It's just not. But the benefits of not only eternal, but being obedient now here in this life, it's hard. But the benefits so outweigh, the pros so outweigh the cons. But it's going to take work. We've been establishing God. God has established his covenant with us. But now we need to grow it and strengthen it. No one joins into a partnership with someone and then never gets to know that person, or never hangs out with that person, or never, for the Christian context, doesn't have a relationship with God and not pray to him and not worship him and not do these things. We got to do these things because it's going to strengthen us and strengthen that covenant we have with God.
And I think you can look throughout the New Testament, and it will point to you being born again. There's consequences to be born again and walking away from it. And it tells us that, like, to be that person, to be born again, to basically have Christ revealed to you, and then you decide to hell with it, like, that punishment for that person is going to be, it's going to be pretty harsh. And I think sometimes we think, oh, I was born again, planted on this foundation, but I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the case. Now, not, that's not necessarily walking away from it, right? But if you're planted on this foundation and you're the lone tree standing in the field, and you're not surrounded by other people, it's going to be really easy to be drug into the world. Just for me, that's why I've been hung up on this word, is like, I don't want to be that lone tree out there. And I think that's a big part of the reason why Nick and I do this, and we do this for the two fish community, so we're not lone trees out in the middle of the field. So once again, we invite you to grab a friend and sit down with them and go through the Bible. Join us and go through the Bible after you listen to the episode with your friend.
Yeah.
Like, have that conversation, because like Nick shared earlier, and I got another friend that I talked to quite a bit throughout the day, and we just keep each other grounded.
Yeah.
Right? You can call your friend out when he's going too far left, and you can catch him before he falls off that cliff and he walks into a building throwing sandbags around and doing something crazy, right? Like, but if you don't try and build those relationships with Christ in the middle of them.
I just got a picture of the cross, and I've heard this before, and I'm sure everyone's heard this, but there's a vertical relationship and there's a horizontal relationship. We need to grow ourselves and root ourselves here in the vertical. We need to grow ourselves vertically, and we need to root ourselves in the ground there, but we also need to root ourselves in community horizontally. And that's what's going to hold up whatever's hanging on the cross.
Yeah.
And luckily for us, it's not us. It's Jesus who paid the punishment of a broken covenant so that we could have a relationship with God.
So there you have it, Two Fish Community. This is our campfire episode on the word established and how we just felt that rolled this week for us. So hopefully it spoke to you in some manner. And once again, go out, check out the twofishpodcast.com. Make sure you hit the like, the 5-star reviews, sign up for Dwayne's email on there. Drop us a note and just encourage us so we can also encourage you.